Started at 8:30 in the morning, and we broke off for our midday meal at 1 o'clock, and we started again at 2:30. So I leapt on my bicycle at 1 o'clock and pedalled home furiously. It was downhill all the way, fortunately. Had something to eat, and then leapt on my bicycle and pedalled uphill all the way back. And in the senior school, we started 2:30, and we finished at just after 5 o'clock. It was fairly hectic as a school time, I remember.
And how well did you manage the physical exercise aspect of your education?
Oh, I loathed it, but that was because I'm disinclined to take physical exercise anyway. I don't think the diabetes made an awful lot of difference to that, frankly. As I think I said before, the various games masters used to keep an eagle eye on me, and they had a tendency to, when playing games, to put me into places where I wasn't going to be quite so physically active. I can remember being padded up like the Michelin Man, and put in goal playing hockey. And actually, I think I became quite a good goalkeeper in hockey. And I remember also being plonked as full back in rugby, and I didn't like that much. I much preferred being a wing forward. And playing cricket, I got almost inevitably plonked down as wicket keeper. And I can remember on one occasion a ball went up in the air, came down on my head, and knocked me out. Very pleasing that must have been, because they actually carried me off the field. But I don't actually remember any details of that at all, but I can remember being told the tale afterwards.
What were the attitudes of your fellow pupils to your diabetes?
I think that they were very accepting. I don't remember anybody being nasty to me about it at all. I mean, it's possible that they were, but I don't remember that. And I can remember that on one or two occasions, one or two of my closer acquaintances actually sort of steering me along to the matron. So my impression is that they really were.